Of the 28 shows playing on New York City's Broadway, the musical Dear Evan Hansen probably gets the most people crying. The show centers on a lonely teenager, Evan Hansen, and his schoolmates. They find communicating with each other to be difficult, even with tools such as Facebook. New York Times theater critic Charles Iserwood praised the show and the young actor who plays Evan, Ben Platt. Iserwood wrote that Platt's eyes blink in continual embarrassment whenever he has to interact socially, which isn't often. But Iserwood said that below all the insecurity, Platt shows the character's strong desire to be liked, or even just to be noticed.
The Dear Evan Hansen story centers on what happens when a teenager at Hansen's school kills himself. Before the tragedy, Evan had been writing Dear Evan Hansen letters to himself at the suggestion of a doctor. The doctor wanted Evan to start out each day by saying something positive about himself. But one of Evan's letters was taken by the boy who killed himself. The boy's parents found it in his clothing. They thought their son had written the letter to Evan. They believed Evan was a friend they did not know their son had. They reached out to Evan, but Evan did not admit to them that he and their son were not really friends. Evan later trended on Facebook after he gave a speech, urging people not to let his so-called friend's brief life go unnoticed.
Steven Levinson wrote the book for the musical. That means he wrote all the words that are not part of a song in the show. He says audiences feel strong emotional reactions because of the show's actors.
I know that a lot of cast members have gotten letters from people saying, you know, I saw myself in you, you know, seeing the show inspired me to have hope, you know, which is really, truly incredible and the best gift that you could ask for as a creator.
Some audience members said the show helped them talk to their children about things that are difficult to discuss, he added.
Michael Park is one of the show's adult stars. From the stage, he said he does not notice people crying in the audience. But Park said he and other actors can feel the energy from audience members as they react to the emotional storyline and powerful songs. He often hears directly from audience members after the show when people line up to get their programs signed. Some parents quietly say the words, "Thank you," after he and other actors sign programs for their children. One time, Park said he was asked, "Can you be my dad?" That's a pretty powerful reaction, Park said. You just kind of pause and give a hug. It's all you can do.
Dear Evan Hansen is a success. The show is selling out all its performances, and it is likely to win the Tony Award for Best Musical. Ben Platt, its star, is expected to win the Tony for Best Actor in a Musical. Platt and the show's creators are all young. Platt is 24 and is signed to play Evan Hansen through November. Benj Pasek, 31, and Justin Paul, 32, wrote the music. This is a good year for them. They already won the Academy Award for Best Song Written for a Movie. That movie was La La Land.
Levinson, who wrote the book, is 32. He also has a second hit show playing in New York. It is called If I Forget. And he is working on a new musical movie. Levinson said he owes a lot to his playwriting teacher at Brown University in Rhode Island. Her name is Paula Vogel. At the end of the semester, Vogel takes each of her students out for coffee to discuss their work and what should come next. Levinson said at the time he was getting ready to graduate from Brown and had no idea what he would do next.
She said, "If this is something that you want to do, this writing thing, I believe that you can do it." That kept me going for several years, just that one conversation, you know, through sort of the darker moments of being in New York and trying to figure it all out. So I give her all the credit for that.
I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Bruce Alpert.